morning we're continuing Chayodom, we're starting Klal HaMetes. So here he deals with we move from the halachas of the Kli and then of Karach Gavra to the halachas of the Mayim. So if you think about Tisadayim, so there's going to be the hands that you're dealing with, well, that have the halachas of how much of the hand you have to cover, what are issues of Chatzitza, etc. There is the instrument that you're going to use to play to put the water on. There is the water itself, which is the process of and then there's what is the valid process, how do you do the process correctly. So now he's moving to discuss the water. So he's going to go through multiple different psulim which can affect the water, just to speak them out up front. So there, number one is he's going to talk about the problem of Shini Mara, if the water has changed appearance to the point that it doesn't look like water anymore. Number two is if the water was used for malacha, it's used to do something with it, so that water afterwards cannot be then repurposed for the purpose of Latil Sudayim. It has to be Roy for Shdias Behema. If an animal would not drink this water, even though it looks like water, there's no problem with Shini Mara, if it's not used for malacha, it's not right for Shdias Behema, so it's possible. He deals with the question of hot water. Do we look at hot water as being water in its natural state to the, and being available to use for the purpose of Natil Sudayim? Then he would talk about how do these halachas play out for Tevila Sudayim, not for Natila, but in the case where a person, instead of doing Natila, is doing Tevila. He's immersing his hands into water. Are these halachas the same? And the Rambam adds that the water can't be water which has some type of chemical, something which would be dangerous, be sakana for a person to drink. That would also be a problem of, according to the Rambam, would be make it possible, even though it's an animal, would be able to drink it. Or a human being would not drink it because of the potential sakana involved. So that would also be problematic. It's not considered right for the person to use. It would not be valid for Natila Sadaim. Okay. The Chayadim starts off with Hamayim Shenelim Behen Hayudayim. So the Chayadim in the beginning of Siman Aleph says the water which you use for Natila Sadaim, Sarshliya Nishtanam Arayin. It can't be that the appearance of the water has changed. This could be too. Due to Hein Machos Hamakom, that could be because of the place where the water is situated. So eventually it pulls other items into itself. Oy Machos Dover Shenofel L'Seichen, or something which has joined the water, has fallen into the water and joined the water. That would be a problem of Shini Mara. Avlim Nishtanu Machmas Atzmon, it wasn't due to something else mixing in, some other chemical or mineral mixing into the water. It wasn't due to the absorbing something from the Machmas where it is. But rather, Kigoyin, water which sits for a long time, the water stagnates and it discolors a little bit. Now, this discoloration is these very, very small organisms, but since they're not visible to the eye, it's as if it just developed on its own. So over there, the lochus kshayrim, they're valid. V'im chazal l'b'yosan, afilu nishtanu machuz l'b'racher. If they went back to the original state, you're able to get them back to the original state. I feel like Shalomach was the Baracher is Ksheret, even though something else mixed in. If actually it goes back to the original state, that's going to be acceptable. Now, if you have something which it goes into colloidal suspension and eventually it's going to precipitate out of the suspension back to the bottom, and it's going to be the water is going to be clear. So once that happens, obviously we just said it's kosher. You need to have to wait till that happens. Or can you argue that it's already, since it's going to happen, it's already kosher before it happens? Because that's indicative of the fact there wasn't real shinui of the water itself, is rather something just suspended in the water. So this is actually a machlokes. Whether you say something which the nature of it is it's going to be nitzlal, it's going to precipitate out to the bottom, it makes it kosher beforehand. This is the machlokes. And for every person should be machmer. So we just need to explain some more details about these halachas. We'll do that in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good morning.